You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Last week, TymeBank officially closed their investment round. They were raising some funds for their expansionary plans and their growth plans. And as part of that, we got confirmation that they got on board a very interesting investor in the form of Nubank based out in Brazil. This is one of the largest fintech companies that we have at the moment, servicing more than 110 million clients around the world. And they have invested into TymeBank. I'm joined on the line by the TymeBank CEO, Carl Westvik, to take a look at these developments and see if we can make sense of them. Good evening, Carl. Lovely to catch up with you, especially at this time of the year. Very good time to be closing up this kind of deal, wrapping things up on a high at the end of 2024.
Hi, Jimmy. Thank you very much. Yeah, it's actually quite a momentous day for all of us announcing the deal, and we'll spend time talking about Nubank and the opportunities, but it's incredible.
Carl, before we get to Nubank, let's get through the rest of the investment raise and the exercise that was around that. Obviously, going out to the capital markets, going out to different funders and saying, well, these are the plans that we have for TymeBank. It's been quite a journey, and we've been keeping up with bits and pieces of that journey as you've been going through. Take us through where we stand now from a TymeBank perspective. You've just closed the investment round. What was raised? What's been committed? What's going on?
So this is what we call in fundraising terms a Series D. So basically it's the fourth large round that we're raising. We've raised $250 million. So in Rand terms, that's sort of 4.5 billion Rand, which is a substantial amount. And that's largely aimed at growing out our new territories with some support for South Africa. So South Africa, as TymeBank, we now are break even and profitable, which means we don't require significant working capital, but just support in terms of growing our asset base. Philippines is probably 12, 18 months away from getting to break even, so they require some capital. And then we have plans to get into Vietnam and into Indonesia, and that's what this round will be for.
Now, Carl, when we look at the expansionary plans, I mean, having a digital bank obviously gives you a bit more flexibility than the traditional banking environment in that it allows you to expand into these sorts of territories quicker and in a more nimble fashion. Take me through the growth strategy from the business's perspective around what types of products you're looking at, what types of servicing. I mean, TymeBank as a business has already clocked its first 10 million clients. It's been growing at a very, very good, solid rate. What are you looking to do now? Are you looking to expand geographically, like you said, into Vietnam and Indonesia? Or are you looking to also now add potentially new products as well?
So both are true. So let me talk about the business model. So being a digital bank, we don't generally have physical infrastructure on the ground, so we don't have to build branches. So it is much quicker to enter a market. We typically are entering on the back of retailers and retail sites. So we drop a kiosk into a store, and that effectively becomes the face of the bank, where customers can onboard through a kiosk or onboard through an app on a phone. So it's much lower touch and lower cost to acquire. So part of the investment is to grow out our product set, and that's expanding into the likes of credit cards, more buy now, pay later. As we go into new territories, so in Philippines, we almost have a full service offering. Vietnam, we're leading with the Merchant Cash Advance product, which stems from the old retail capital business that was acquired by TymeBank. And likewise, we'll probably lead in Indonesia as well with a lending product, and then follow that shortly afterwards with a fully fledged bank, either with our own license or with a banking partner.
Carl, let's look at this Nubank deal, or at least the Nubank commitments from an investment point of view. Obviously, having someone that has that size of market share and that size of presence in the digital landscape coming through and saying we are going to invest into TymeBank is not only a show of confidence, but it also gives you guys some strategic advantages going forward to say there's some areas we might be able to leverage off of this strategic partner. Take us through how that relationship is shaping up.
So let me spend a bit of time on Nubank, because I think people don't realize the scale of that organization. So they're only about 11 years old as an organization, but 110 million customers, they make over $500 million a quarter in profits already. So they're a significant player. We met the team from Nubank, and the one thing I can say is they're incredibly focused and incredibly great at executing. So they are experts in customer experience, customer service. So they have what they call a net promoter score. So what percentage of customers would promote them to other people, of over 90%, where we typically in South Africa are sitting at 55 to 60%. So we have a lot to learn in terms of making a better and better offering, for one. Secondly, they are experts in lending. So they've built very deep expertise in credit cards and personal lending. So that's something we could leverage in South Africa. So there's definitely going to be a level of advisory and IP support that's going to come from Nubank in the transaction, along with the $150 million they're investing in the group.
Carl, when we look at the digital landscape, there's obviously so much developing from a digital standpoint. Is TymeBank looking at things around blockchain, crypto, that sort of thing? I mean, we're seeing very clearly that this is becoming something that's growing in popularity, with the likes of Microsoft even saying they're potentially considering, or they wanted to look at, putting things like Bitcoin on their balance sheet. From a digital product perspective, and even from a digital offering perspective, are you guys looking at experimenting with new things, or are you saying there's enough of the traditional market out there at the moment for us to capitalize on that?
Jimmy, we're always innovating. So we looked a number of years back at the start of time of launching a cryptocurrency. At that stage, the market wasn't quite ready, and the regulatory environment wasn't ready for it. So, but certainly a lot of work's been done in that space, and we have some experts in the bank. From a group perspective, we're considering all of these options: crypto, remittances, credit cards, as I said, and then also overlaying that with being AI-led in many respects.
Carl, what do the prospects look like for the bank going into 2025? I know it might be a little too soon to discuss whether or not we're going to have a listing or an IPO date, but I imagine that is not too far in the distant future.
So we publicly come out to say that, you know, our intention is to be IPO ready by 2028. So it gives us the next 3 or 4 years to invest in the right technology, get scale and profitability in certain markets. And the intention is to do a primary listing on New York Stock Exchange and a secondary listing in JSE. That's our plans at the moment. And we think the New York Stock Exchange understands the asset class. So, you know, as a digital bank, Nubank have been well received. They have a very large market capitalization already on the New York Stock Exchange. So that gives us a good platform to leverage in a couple of years' time.
And that market cap from Nubank has grown by more than 50% in this year alone. I think we'll leave the conversation on that note. Carl, we wish you guys the best of luck. Congratulations on wrapping up a Series D investment rounds. Here's to great execution and moving the business forward. That's Carl Westvig, who is the CEO at TymeBank, joining me to take a look at their wrapping up of their latest investment round and what it means for the business going forward.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.